This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Monica Beltran. Date of birth is January the 18th, 1969. Case ID number is 275-6660. Date of exam, May the 26th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 12/1/2021. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. She denies having fever, comma, cough, comma, shortness of breath, comma, aches and pains, comma, or diarrhea. She has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any other family members who have had COVID-19. She has had no vaccines for COVID-19 at this time. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old married female with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, comma, back injury, comma, umbilical hernia, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, obesity, comma, and feet pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2013, where she was a chauffeur for 2 months. She also worked at a therapy place for approximately 3 months. During that time, she worked part-time, 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. She is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. She states that her husband does work, and they live in a house together. Allegation number 1, diabetes mellitus. Number 2, back injury. Number 3, umbilical hernia. Number 4, hypothyroidism. Number 5, hypercholesterolemia. Number 6, obesity. And number 7, feet pain. History of allegations. Number 1, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2012, she was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, nocturia, comma, and weakness. She denies any symptoms of polyphagia, comma, blurred vision, comma, or weight loss. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. She states that she does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of her feet and hands. She checks her blood glucose 3 times per week, and she states it usually comes out to 250 milligrams/dL. She states that her blood sugars are usually between 225 and 260. She has had a recent hemoglobin A1C, but does not recall the number value, but states that her hemoglobin A1C was very high. At the present time, she's on metformin, hydrochloride, 500 milligrams BID, and Novolog, 7030, 10 units BID. Her condition appears to be poorly controlled at this time. Allegation number 2, back injury. The claimant states that in 2002, she fell down the stairs and injured her lumbar sacral back area. She states that the character of the pain is a stabbing, burning pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down to her right leg. No surgeries or injections were given for her condition. She states her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 1 hour, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, but not doing any other exercise. Her physician at this time is Dr. Victor Virial, and she denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving physical therapy. At the present time, she's on Motrin 400 milligrams PRN for pain as needed, which does give her relief. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral lumbago and right leg radiculopathy. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegation number 3, umbilical hernia. The claimant states that in 2007 she was diagnosed with an umbilical hernia. She states the character of the pain is a dull pain located in the umbilical area and that no pain radiates to any other area except in the area where she has the hernia. She states sometimes the pain can last for 2 to 3 days and that she has the pain at least once a week. She denies any symptoms of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, melena, or hematemesis, but does feel weakness. She states that she's lost approximately 14 pounds in the last year, and she has no problems with any kind of food intolerance. She was diagnosed with an umbilical hernia, and no surgeries or other procedures have been performed in order to reduce the hernia that she has. Allegation number 4, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 1999, during a routine blood exam, she was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. The claimant states that she's presently on level thyroxine 175 micrograms QD, and that at the present time her levels have been normalized with this level of medication. She denies any symptoms at this time associated with hypothyroidism, but at one time had felt a lot of tiredness, weakness, weight gain, sluggishness, and multiple symptoms associated with hypothyroidism. Her condition at this time is better and stable. Allegation number 5, hyperlipidemia / cholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2016, she was diagnosed with a hyperlipidemia profile along with hypercholesterol. She was started on atorvastatin 40 milligrams POQD. She denies any cerebral vascular accident or myocardial infarctions. Her conditions at this time appears to be stable, and her cholesterol level appears to have normalized with the medication. Number 6, history of morbid obesity. The claimant states that in 2003, she developed a large amount of weight gain. Her BMI at this time is 47.5, which is morbidly obese. She states that she has lost 14 pounds in the past year. She has not been placed on any diets and has not had any surgeries to help her lose weight. She also denies taking any medication for weight loss. Her condition has not improved much, but she has lost 14 pounds and does not appear to be motivated to lose more. Number 7. Feet pain. The claimant states that in 2017, she was having problems with plantar fasciitis and tendonitis of both feet. She states that her heel hurts her and she has a burning sensation in both feet, secondary to polyneuropathy of both feet. She also has heel spurs coming from plantar fasciitis / tendonitis and obesity. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the evening with a burning sensation. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 30 minutes, climb 1 flight of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. At the present time, she takes Motrin 400 milligrams QD, which does give her relief. She denies doing any extra physical activity. Medications. Family history. The father died at the age of 86 from natural causes. The mother is 82 and is in good health. Medications, metformin, hydrochloride, 500 milligrams BID, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, Novolog, 70-30, 10 units BID, oxybutyrin, ER, 5 milligrams QD, level thyroxine, 175 micrograms QD. Medical problems, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, umbilical hernia, comma, morbid obesity, comma, bilateral diabetic polyneuropathy of the feet, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, hypercholesterolemia / lipidemia, comma, major surgeries, bilateral tubal ligation in 2003, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant states she drinks socially at parties. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 286 pounds, height 5 feet 4.5 inches, BP 137 over 100 mmHg, heart rate 85 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 47.5. General, this is a ...53-year-old morbidly obese female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T to abdomen? Abdomen was soft and mildly tender around the umbilical hernia, which was 4 centimeters by 4 centimeters in size and was difficult to reduce. Normal after bowel sounds were auscultated. No organomegaly or other masses are appreciated on evaluation. And the claimant is morbidly obese and physical exam was difficult. Neurological exam, down to the last sentence. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1 plus bilaterally, as well as mildly decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, slow, and symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body except for the feet. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her home with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with mild difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires no assistive devices at this time. Could you please drop down to after neurologic exam? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her vision. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to morbid obesity. Probable diagnoses, number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, dash, being treated at this time, but appears to be poorly controlled. Number two, history of lumbar sacral back injury, dash, stable at this time, normal physical exam. Number three, umbilical hernia, confirmed with physical examination, appears to be difficult to reduce at this time, but is not incarcerated. Allegation number four, hypothyroidism, dash, being treated at this time, appears to be stable and well controlled. Number five, hypercholesterolemia, dash, being treated at this time, claimant states her last values were normal. Number six, morbid obesity, dash, is not being treated at this time. Her BMI is 47.5, which is morbidly obese. Number five, foot pain secondary to plantar fasciitis / tendonitis and diabetic polyneuropathy is not being adequately treated at this time and is secondary to morbid obesity and uncontrolled diabetes. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Monica Beltran.